Pictures, Fishing for Leave Flotilla Kicks Off Brexit March to London. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 15, 2019. A flotilla of fishing boats have sailed up the River Tyne to Newcastle in protest against what they called a Brexit betrayal underway. The nautical protest came after a week of votes in Westminster which have all but made certain that the United Kingdom will not leave the European Union on March 29 as has been long promised as undeniable fact by the Prime Minister. And a day before Brexit leader Nigel Farage launched a protest march from nearby Sunderland to London. Banners carried on the craft included messages such as "You promised to take back control. But you've betrayed us again, let's flourish great and free, and save our country, no deal now." The BBC quoted the remarks of protest leader Aaron Brown who said, "It's to tell MPs enough is enough. They're trying to thwart democracy, thwart the biggest vote in British history. We've seen that in Parliament. It's brazen. It's not lip service to Brexit, it's open revolt against it. It is 1,000 days on Tuesday since the referendum." Catherine Blakelock, the leader of the new Nigel Farage-backed Brexit Party, was also present and addressed the fishermen. Local newspaper The Chronicle reports her as having said, "It is 1,000 days on Tuesday since the referendum. They have had plenty of time to prepare everything. There has been an absolute wanton failure to prepare. People think it is laughable, pathetic, even people who voted Remain, who are weak Remainers, think it has been disastrous handling. It's the worst handling of any event since Suez. 3 years, since the referendum, zero progress." As well as the group of fishing boats navigating the Tyne. A further boat transported by lorry and accompanied by a marching pipe band was driven to the city centre. In a statement before the protest took place, the group said the funeral procession of the lorry-bound boat was to highlight the death sentence to British fishing the attempt to thwart Brexit in Westminster was passing. That boat would then head south to Sunderland, also in the Tyne and Wear area, to be present at the beginning of the march to leave. A 13-day march on London from the northeast that will be joined by Nigel Farage and other pro-Brexit figures. Friday's protest was staged by the same group which grabbed headline during the Brexit referendum debate when they sailed to London in their fishing boats, where they were met by Euro-fanatic Bob Geldof, who had hired a luxury Thames River cruiser, outfitted with a loud hailing system allowing him to shout abuse at the protesters. The optics of the event were so bad Labour Remain campaigners on board Sir Bob's boat left in disgust after the counter-protest, "Join me on Independence Day. Nigel Farage, March 29 should be our Independence Day. But politicians are trying to stop Brexit. Parliament Square, 29 March will be a historic rally of Brexiteers to tell those in power not to betray Brexit. Be there." Posted by Leave Means Leave on Saturday, March 9, 2019.